The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, look, this is big time. I know the Trump critics out there think, well, oh, Trump, you know, he shouldn't have the job. This is going to mobilize America. Tax cuts, Harley.
Well, that is exactly his thought and his hope, because he's depending on it mobilizing this economy and getting it really cranking in order to be able to afford this, so to speak. The plan is, and these are huge tax cuts proposed today, to reduce the number of personal income tax brackets to three. Right now there are seven.
Yeah.
We would have 10%, 25%, and 35%. The poor would pay no taxes at all. The wealthy, now that 35% is a small decrease from about 40%, 39 point something percent. The other side of it is that it would double the standard deduction for married couples to $24,000. So this is good for the middle class. They'd keep the deductions for charities and for mortgages. That's also good for the middle class. It'll trim deductions that wealthy people get. It'll get rid of some of their loopholes. So they could wind up paying a little bit more, but they'd repeal the estate tax. They'd get rid of the alternative minimum tax, and they'd get rid of the Obamacare tax on investment income. The marginal tax rate for corporations would go down to 15%. Right now it's 35%, and that may be the biggest one of all, because that's the sort of thing that can generate big-time corporate activity, because they're saying, look, we're not going to be paying more than a third of our money in taxes.
Fantastic. See, and the myth of that is, oh, they say, how can you afford it? If you reduce tax, you increase productivity and investment to such an extent that your revenue stream is greater than you gave away when you reduced the tax.
That is the White House argument, because if nothing else were to change, reducing the amount of income the government brought in would obviously skyrocket the deficit and increase the debt tremendously. On the other hand, if it does, you know, crank up the economic engine,
then
everybody's working, everybody.
Fantastic, Harley. Oh, I think it's fantastic. We need it worldwide. I don't have time to talk to Harley, but I note that a John F. Kennedy diary sold at auction for $718,000. See you tomorrow, Harley.